ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः।
So I'll sing this first bar, and then you'll see how it goes, and then we're going to sing it in unison.
Jagannath Sutta Mahaprabhu Vishwambar Mayapura Shashi Navadipa Sudhakar Sachi Sutta Gora Hari Nimai Sunda. I'm just singing it myself now. Radha Bhava. Okay, so just let me go through a few bars and then I'll bring you back in, okay? Jagannath Sutta Mahaprabhu Vishwambar Mayapura Shashi Navadipa Sudhakar Sachi Sutta Gora Harini Mai Sundar Radha Bhava Kanti Achadita Natabar Namananda Chapala Balaka Matribhakta Brahmananda Varna Tarki Kautu Kanurak Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire. From the top. Jagannath Sutta Mahaprabhu Vishwa Nanda Chapala Balaka Matribhakta Brahmananda Varna Tarki Katu Kanurak Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gare Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gare Vijartital Dupa Chaura Dwairara Mohan Tartika Sarvasya Gramya Balika Kridan Lakshmipati Bora Datta Udata Balaka Shishachirapati Putra Shoka Nibaraka Lakshmipati Purva Desha Sarva Klesha Hara Digvijay Darpa Hari Vishnu Priyashva Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Arya Dharma Pala Pitra Gaya Pindadata Puri Shishya Madhvacharya Sampradaya Pata Krishna Namo Nata Krishna Tapabhya Paka Nam Sankirtan Yuga Dharma Pravarta Advaita Bandhava Srinivas Grihadana Nityananda Prana Garadhera Ravjivan Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Antardeep Shashadar Simanta Vijay Godruma Bihari Madhya Dipa Lila Shrai Kola Dipa Pati Ritu Dipa Maheshwar Janu Modha Druma Rudra Tuperarishwar Navakanda Ranganatha Jana Vijivana Jagai Madai Adi Duvritatara Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nagara Kirtana Simha Taji Udarana Shuddha Nama Pracharaka Paktar Tiharana Narayani Kripa Sindhu Jivarani Anta Adama Paduya Danda Bhakta Doshahanta Shri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra Bharati Tarana Parivraj Shri Ramoni Ukala Pavad Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire
Ambulinga Bhuvanesha Kopatesha Pati Kirchor Gopadashana Sukhiyati Dandi Sanyasi Sarva Boma Kripa Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Bodha Chain Maya Vari Kutarka Kandana Dakshina Pavana Bhakti Granta Udharana Alala Dashanandi Ratagranartaka Gajapati Trana Devananda Udaraka Tulia Prakashe Dushta Padur Trana Rupa Sanatana Bandhu Sarva Jiva Pra Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Vrindavana Nanda Murti Bala Bhadra Sangi Yavana Udari Bhakta Bala Birarangi Kashi Basi Sanyasi Udari Prema Data Markata Vairagi Dandi Achandala Trata Bhaktera Goravakari Bhakta Pranadana Haridas Raghunath Swarupa Jivan Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Bhakati Vino Tar Podaranga Paire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Neche Gaire Nariya Nagare Nitai Neche Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaur Haribo. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Nitai Gaura Premanande Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Shri Harinam Mantra Ki Shri Harinam Prabhu Ki Go Premanande Nitai Gaura Haribol 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol
Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadahmayam Tadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Uta Parakalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Bitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam sadvajutam parijana sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatya Deshatarine
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Barshabana Videvi Daitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Pravave Namaha Madhuryojwala Premadya Shirupanuga Bhaktida Chigora Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhapa Siddhanta Dwanta Harine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambu Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchirananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gaura Virvava Bhomestvam Nirdesa Sajjana Priya Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha Pancha Tattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Suratau Pangor Mama Manda Matergati Matsarva Swapadam Bojau Radha Madana Mohano Divya Vrindaranya Kalpa Drumada Srimad Ratna Gara Singhasanastau Srimad Radha Shila Govinda Devau Preshta Lubi Savya Manus Madami Srimandra Sadasarambi Pamshivata Tatastitaha Karshan Venu Swaner Gopir Gopinatha Shriestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayai Tulsi Devyai Priyayai Keshavasya Vishnu Bhakti Prade Devi Satyavachai Namo Namaha Sri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Nishinga Pralada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srijamyaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chatuskritam Dharma Samstapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Majaji mam namaskuru mami vaishyasi yuktvaivam atmanam aparayanaha sarva dharman parityaja mamekam sharanam braja aham tam sarva papebhyo mokshayishami masuchaha shushusho shradhanasya vasudeva kataruchi Sanmahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevanad Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyantaksto hyabhadrani vidhunoti suritsatam nashta praeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki tada rajastamo bhava kamaloba dayaschaye chaitaiter anavidham stitam satve prasidati evam prasanna manaso bhagavad bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sangasya jayate vidyate hridaya grantis chijante sarva samshayaha shiyante chasya karmani trishta evatmanishvare Malihaya Karishe Bijaropan Shavana Kirtana Jali Kareshi Chan Tari Vistari Tahoi Pali Prema Pa Ihan Male Sechi Nitya Shravanadi Ja Vairagya Vija Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartha Mekha Purusha Purana Shri Krishna Chaitanya Sharira Dhari Kripam Budhir Yasta Maham Prapadye Kalam Nijam Nipri Yogam Ja Pradushkartam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nama Avirbhutas Tasya Padara Vinde Gadam Gadam Liyatam Chitcha Bringa Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare Gopremanande Haribo. So we can all move up by 7.2 inches. The Bengali Fire Department allows up to 3,000 people in this room. And we only have about 30, so. So. So we get only a brief opportunity in this human life, as the Srimad Bhagavatam says, Labvam sudulabham idam bahusambhavante manushyamartaram anityam apihadira. It's anityam. It's very temporary. And it's also very rare to get a human body, which is also described by Lord Krishna in the Bhagavatam. Ridehamadyam sulabham sudulabham. He says again, it's very, very rare. It's a kind of boat, he says. Ridehamadyam sulabham sudulabham plavam sukalpam guru karnadaram. And that boat can ply across the ocean of material existence. That's especially what the human body is meant for, the Nrideham. In fact, Bhagavatam at the very outset, Suta Goswami, Kamasya nendriya pritir labo jivete yavata jivasya tattva jignasya narto yash cheha karmabi. That don't worry about trying to gratify the senses. In fact, it says more. He says more emphatically that life's not meant for that. And he goes on to say that what it is meant for, it's meant for living in a balanced way, a healthy way for self-preservation so that one can inquire about the absolute truth. So that one can go on constantly hearing about Krishna, inquiring about Krishna, singing about Krishna. And that's the best kind of opportunity. When Lord Brahma offered his prayers to Lord Krishna, he said, there's no better process for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead than to use one's human life to hear about Krishna. Stanestita shutikatam tanuvan manobir. He said,
just stay in a steady situation. Invent some way to stay steady in this life. Find out a way that you can keep alive so that you can go on hearing stane stita shrutigatam and just hear about Krishna. So this continuing yatra, which is one big hearing party, hearing and chanting party, which we're doing in a very special place in the Holy Dham, is highly effective because everyone's coming here with open ears, open hearts, just to hear about Lord Chaitanya and to visit the various places where he performed his pastimes. And to come to know who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead is also Hare Krishna Bhagavata Ashraya Prabhu, Hare Krishna. Just trying to understand Krishna. He's not easy to understand because he can only be understood by those who are whom he favors. It's mentioned in the Shastra that Nayamatma Pravachanena Labhyona Medayana Bahuna Shutena Yamivaisha Vinute Tena Labhyas Tashaisha Ravinute Tena Labhyas. That he only reveals himself to those whom he chooses, because the Absolute, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, cannot be realized by the infinitesimal living entities, but it's his choice to reveal himself to those whom he chooses. And the verse says that just by becoming expert at giving lectures, just by studying many books, one can't understand Krishna. But when he chooses someone, then and reveals himself, then how can one avoid him? So it's a simple process that if we turn our attention towards Krishna and humbly pray to him by chanting his names, by coming to his places where he performed his pastimes, by hearing about him, then he will gradually reveal himself to those who are very sincere. This morning when we landed at Howrah Station, we had a little extra time on our hands, and having come from a winning streak in Puri from distributing books, we kept on going. And one person, it was early in the morning, people were just waking up. This one man was maybe a little bit cranky, I'm not sure, but when I approached him, he just turned around, turned his back to me. And I was there with Nagar Kirtan, and we were remembering from the Bhagavatam how Krishna, actually, Havi Yogendra says, Bhayam dvitya bini beshatasyad, ishad apetasya viparya yosmritihi. This is the definition of the whole problem that a living entity can have. And that is that he turns his back on Krishna. And that's pretty simple. Just turns his back. And then the solution comes, and just turn around. Turn your attention back, or turn back the other way. And if one can get the association of sincere devotees who are already turned in that direction, who have the will to do that, who have decided it's a good idea, and who've imbibed that spirit from pure devotees, that the purpose of life is to turn towards Krishna, then in every activity we can turn towards Krishna. And one of the greatest ways that one can do that is visiting the Holy Dham. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings about it in his Shuddha Bhakata song from the Sharanagati. And that is that by coming to the Holy Dham and visiting all the places, he says, I'll go to all the places where Lord Chaitanya performed his pastimes. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur showed this utsahan, this great enthusiasm for Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. If you go to South India and you travel to all the places that Lord Chaitanya visited, you can do that if you wish. You just make a photocopy of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the places Lord Chaitanya visited in South India, and then you can get on trains and you can go to all those places, and when you're done you can check them off and go to the next place. In fact, traveling throughout Bharatvarsha, you can stay in the spiritual world for 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, just by traveling from one dham to the next. Just like we did last night. We got on the train late at night. We were having Harinam when we got on the train, and we were in the holy dham. We got on the train, we fell asleep for a couple of hours, and we woke up in the dham again. And we were having Harinam, and one can go about one's life like this, going from one dham to the next, visiting. But you'll notice that when you go to all the holy places that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited in South India, that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has installed a shrine with the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all of those places. Similarly, Maharaj Prataparuja, when he surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and became his disciple, he used his whole treasury and he told his government men, he said, you follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wherever he goes, and before he gets there, you build a new house for him to stay in. You provide new boats for him to cross the rivers. And wherever he stops, you make a shrine for that place where he's gone. It's a worshipable place. So any place that the Supreme Personality of Godhead touches becomes eternally sacred. And of course, this dham is an eternal dham. Sometimes it's manifest before our eyes and other times it isn't. The times it isn't are the times in which my eyes are covered. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions this, and also in the Navadip Dham Mahatma, it's mentioned that approaching the Dham means we should understand that there's a covering on the Dham, that I cannot see the pastimes of the Lord going on here, but we should know that they're going on eternally in these places. Of course, in this Dham, and as in most other Dhams, you can feel it. Just like if you stay some time in Vrindavan, and everyone you meet will say what to you? And if you stay in this dham, everyone will say what to you? And if you leave Vrindavan Dham and you travel outside the purview of the holy dham and you get to Delhi, what will people say to you? Yeah, get out of the way. And you can feel the difference. You can actually feel it for yourself. The soul is very sensitive. The living entity is very sensitive and can feel these things. So you can feel the dham, and you can hear the difference also. Of course, when you get to the Delhi airport, if you walk around, you'll find those poor workers who are asked not to sit down. We found out they have a rule in that new airport. They can't sit down anywhere. They have to, even when they're not working, they have to look like they're busy. So if you go around and you give them some prasad from the dham and a book or something like that, they immediately become very happy and say, Radhe, Radhe. But the sound vibration becomes deadened more, but in the dham, it's fully open. And here in Audharya Dham, this place where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has started his Sankirtan movement, and with the idea of spreading it all over the world, we'll feel that generosity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Navadip Dham Mahatma says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that when you come to this dham, there are no offenses considered because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so sweet and kind to his devotees. And in fact, even if you just came here and you fell asleep for the whole week and you didn't wake up, then Shastra says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will consider, he's offered me dandavats for 7 days without getting up. So Karabhajana Muni also talks about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'll just mention a few things that he says just to think about him, because I was saying earlier that to try to understand what is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna says in the Gita, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo veti tatvataha. Takvadeham punar janma naiti mam eti sorjana. This is the sole purpose of life. Try to understand who is God. When we were distributing books in Jagannath Puri on the street, we met a nice Bengali family, and everyone was there, the mother, the father, the kids, and a grandparent. And so we gave everyone a book and a Jagannath sticker and a lollipop. And while we were interacting with the mother who is she had the purse and she was giving donation. The grandfather was holding up the picture of Lord Jagannath and he kept going, God, 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 God. So people in the Dham, they have this sense of who the Supreme Personality of God it is, and that will get into our hearts and minds. Karbhajana Muni, definitively in Shastra, we should know from Shastra also how it is, what is the tattva, what is the truth behind this? And we take our truth from the scripture. He says, Deyam sada paribhavagnam abhishta doham, tirtaspadam shiva varinchi nutam sharanyam, brityartiham pranatapala pavabdipotam, vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. Here he is glorifying in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Karbhajana Muni is the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he describes, Deyam sada. He's fit to be meditated on, or his lotus feet are fit to be meditated upon constantly. So feel free. You don't have to deviate your mind, even for a moment, from thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You have full permission from the Shastra to give your full attention to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which means all the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, everything that he taught us, and it's extensive. We're so fortunate. Many philosophical religious processes start with a very skimpy little document. In fact, we listened to a series of lectures by Hridayananda Das Goswami Maharaj, who is speaking about Buddhism. And he says, if you trace back the tradition, you won't find many literatures. You'll just find maybe one little bullet list. It's like a PowerPoint with just a few slides of describing what Buddha might have said. One little sheet, smaller than this, half of that, with just a few points that he made. And now it's become a practice that is embraced all over the world. And other religious processes, maybe one book. But we have the extensive teachings, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses, what to speak of the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna himself has appeared recently in geological time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here just a few minutes ago. He just left, and then the vibration's still in the air. And everything he said was perfectly recorded in diaries, and I mean, it's preserved. And if you just read, for instance, the 22nd chapter of the Madhya Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, you'll find explicit instructions of how to order your life in such a way that you'll attain perfection by his process. So Dhyayam Sada means that he's fit to be meditated on. You can absorb your life in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his process. Everything is there complete. Deyam sada paribhavagnam abhishta doham. And if you do that, Karbhajana Muni says, paribhavagnam, all of the embarrassments of material life will be vanquished. Anyone ever feel embarrassed by material life? Thank you. I make sure it wasn't just me. This is an embarrassment when I, as a spirit soul, identify myself with a material body. Constantly I have to cover up for it. I'm okay. Are you okay? Prabhupada mentions man's in the hospital, tubes are coming out of every orifice, and he said, how are you doing? It's like, I'm okay. Prabhupada said, this is the okay of the material world. It's not okay, but everyone's walking around going, I'm okay now. And it's an embarrassing situation for the soul to be stuck in this non-permanent situation threatened by non-existence. Paribhavagna means that by accepting the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you'll be free from that embarrassment of material life. Paribhavagnam. And what's more, abhishta doham. What you really want, what is your heart's desire, what you've always been looking for, that will be fulfilled. By embracing the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you'll get your heart's desire. Abhishta doham. Tirtaspadam. Shiva varinchi nutam sharanyam. Tirtaspadam means that his lotus feet, whose lotus feet? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His lotus feet are the combination of all the holy dhams put into one. So the great acharyas commenting on this verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam say, even if you can't come to the holy dham, I mean, it's a good idea if you can, and then if you do. But if you can't, if you just bow down to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you get the result of going to all the holy places. Not just one holy place, but all of them. Because his lotus feet are the repository of all the holy dhams. Tirthaspadam Shiva Vrinchi Nutam Sharanya means that Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, of course we know from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who illuminates this verse, that this means Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. Shiva means Sadashiva. Advaita Acharya came. That is, Sadashiva, Mahavishnu combined came as Advaita Acharya and worshipped Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet, as did Brahma in the form of Haridas Thakur. So Brahma and Shiva are worshipping Lord Chaitanya, therefore his statement is, why wouldn't you? If they're doing it, you should too. Shiva Vrinchi Nutam Sharanyam Brityartiham Pranatapala Pababdipotam. So then he says, he's very, very kind to his Brityas, to his servants. Brityartiham Pranatapala, and his lotus feet are a boat. Pranatapala Pababdipotam, by which you can cross over the material ocean very efficiently. No problem there. By taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, congratulations to everyone who's come here to take shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And we'll go through the next 6 days to various places that are related to his pastimes, and we'll simply try to feel the vibration there. Every year we go to, for instance, every year that we've been to Srivasangam, are we going there this year? Whew. We're going to Srivasangam. If you drive past it, you don't look carefully, you might miss it because it's a tiny little place. But this is ground zero for the Sankirtan movement. This is a very intimate place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought in his followers, and they began the Sankirtan movement. And every time that we've gone there, no matter what else is going on in that spot, we always feel a great upsurge of happiness within our hearts, so much so that it overflows. So, one of the ways in which we can please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to recite one chapter of the Bhagavad Gita every day. And I've noticed that... Was that it on the board? I noticed that it just appeared suddenly, so... Besides that, we're running out of time. So let's chant our chapter of Bhagavad Gita. So far, together, we've chanted this same chapter for how many days, would you say? 7 days. And how are you feeling about it? Does it get better when you do it? More and more? Okay, so we'll keep doing it and see what happens. See if it becomes sweeter and sweeter. I think we'll find that it will. We'll continue to chant this chapter. Arjunuvacha ye shastra vidamutsrija yajante shadayan vitaha tesham nishta tukha krishna safamaho rajastamaha. Arjuna inquired, O Krishna, what is the situation of... Don't you have it like that? Okay, we're going all the way through Sanskrit. Sri Bhagavan uvacha Trivida bhavati shraddha dehinam sa sabhavaja satviki rajasi chaiva samasi cheti tam shrinu sadvanurupa sarvasya shraddha bhavati bharata shraddhamayo yam purusho yo yaj shraddha sa eva saha yajante satvika devan Yaksha raksham si rajasaha pretan bhuta gunam schanye yajante tamasa janaha ashastra vihitam koram tapyante yeta pojanaha dambahankara samyukta kamaraga balanvitaha karshayanta sharirastam Bhuta grama macheta saha
Mam chaivanta sharirastam tan vidyasura nishchayan aharas twapi sarvasya trivido bhavati priyaha yagnas tapastata danam tesham vedam imam shrinu ayu sattva balarogya sukha priti vivardhanaha rasya snigdastira hridya ahara satvika priyaha katvam lalavanat yushna tikshna ruksha vidahinaha ahara rajasasyeshta dukha shoka maya pradaha yata yamam gatarasam puti parayushitam chayat uchishtam apicha medyam bhojanam tamasapriyam apala kankshibir yagno vididishto yaijate yashtavyam evati manaha samadaya sasatvikaha abhisandaya tupalam dambartam apichaivayat ijate bharata shreshta tat yagnam vidirajasam vidihinam ashrishtanam mantrahinam adakshinam shada virahitam yagnam tamasam parichakshite deva dvija guru pragna pujanam shauchamarjavam brahmacharyam mahimsacha shariram tapa uchate anuvega karam vakyam satyam priya hitam chayat svadhyaya vyasanam chaiva vanmayam tapa uchate mana prasada saumyatvam maunam atma vanigraha bhava samshudir ityetat tapo mana samuchate shadaya paraya taptam tapas tatri vidam narahi apala kangshibir yuktai satvikam parichakshate satkara mana pujartam tapo dhammena chaivayat kriyate tadiha proktam rajasam chalamadhruvam mudha grahanatmano yat pidaya kriyate tapaha parasyot sadhanartam va tattamasam udaritam datavyam iti yaddanam diyate nupakarine deshe kale cha patre cha tadanam satvikam smitam yatu parartam palam udishava punaha diyate cha pariklishtam tadanam rajasam smitam adesha kale yaddanam apratebhyascha diyate asatkritam avagnatam tattamasam udaritam om tat sat iti nirdesho brahmanas trividasmitaha brahmanas tena vedascha yagnascha vitapura tasmat om ityudaritya yagnadana tapakriyaha pravartante vidhanokta satatam brahmavarinam tat ityana bisandaya phalam yagna tapakriyaha dana kriyascha vivida kriyante moksha kangshibihi sadbhave sadhubhave cha sat itye tat prayujyate prashaste karmani tata sat shabda partayujyate yagne tapasitane cha stiti sat iti chochyate karma chaiva ta artiyam sat ityeva badhiyate
Ashradaya hutam datam tapas taptam kritam chayat asad it yuchate partha na chatat pretya no iha. Om tat sat iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambhade Shraddha Traya Vibhag Yoga Namas Shaptashodhyayah Hari Om.
Are any of you getting those verses stuck in your minds yet? Like when you're walking around, are you hearing them come back to you? Not yet? A little bit? Okay. As we keep going, you'll notice that they'll start to repeat in your head. That's Krishna's special mercy. One question, how is it that one becomes free from all the miseries of life? According to Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing what? By reciting the incarnations of the Lord, both in the morning and the evening. Which brings us to the Sri Dashavatar Stotra. And those who don't want to become free from all the miseries of life, there's a room across, you can go in there, close the door, and don't hear this, okay? This is from the esoteric book Gita Govinda by Sri Jayadev Goswami, and very appropriate for entering into the Dham and into the spiritual world to remember the various incarnations of the Lord.
Pralayapayobdi jale dhritavana sivedam vihita vihitra charitra makedam keshavadrita sharira jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare shitiri havipulatare tishtati tava prishte dharani dharana kina chakra garishte keshavadrita kurma sharira jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare vasati dashana shkare dharani tava lagna shashani kalanka kalevani magna keshavadrita shukararupa jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha jaya jagadisha hare tavakara kamalavare nakama bhuta shringam dalita hiranyakashipu tanu bringa keshavadrita narahari rupa jaya jagadisha hare
jaya nrisingadev
gadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare chalayasi vikramane balimad bhuta vamanam padanaka nirajanita janapavana keshavadrita vamana rupa jai vamana dev shahare jaya jagadisha hare jaya jagadisha hare Kshatriya Rudhira Maye Jagarapagata Papam Snapayasi Payasi Shamita Bhavatapam Keshavadrita Brigupati Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Vitarasi Dikshurane Dikpati Kamaniyam Dashamukamali Parim Ramaniyam Keshavadrita Rama Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Vahasiva Pushi Vishade Vasana Jaladabam Halahati Piti Milita Yambudabam Keshavadrita Haladara Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Dindasi Yagyavadhe Ahaha Shuti Jatam Sadaya Ridaya Darshita Pashugatam Keshavadrita Buddha Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Mlechani Vaha Nidhane Kalayasi Karavalam Duma Ketumiva Kimapi Karalam Keshavadrita Kalki Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Shri Jaya Deva Kaverida Mudita Mudaram Shina Sukadam Shubadam Bhavasaram Keshavadrita Dashvidharupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Vedanudara Te Jaganti Vahate Bhugolam Bhudbhibhrate Daityam Darayate Balim Chalayate Kshatrashayam Kurvate Paulasyam Jayate Halam Kalayate Karunyamatanvate Mlechan Murchayate Dashakritikrite Krishnaya Tu. One more time. Mlechan Murchayate Dashakritikrite Krishnaya Tu Vyam Nama. Now keep humming the tune. O Lord Krishna,
I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who incarnate in these 10 forms. In the form of Matsya, you rescue the Vedas. As Kurma, you bear Mount Mandara on your back. As Varaha, you lift the earth on your tusk. As Nisringa, you tear open the chest of the demon Hiranyakashipu. As Vaman, you trick King Bali. As Parushuram, you slay all the wicked Kshatriyas. As Ramachandra, you defeat Ravana, the son of Bulastya. As Balaram, you carry a plow. As Lord Buddha, you show compassion toward all. And as Kalki, you kill the Mlechas. Last line again. Mlechan murchayate dasha kriti krite Krishnaya tubhyam namah. Go premanande. So now we're about 7 minutes over time, but we'll just take like three reflections because it'd be nice to hear from y'all.
Hare Krishna. I would just like to thank all the devotees who did all the organizing for getting us from the Gajapati Hotel to the Puri train station, onto the trains, off the trains, all of our luggage, and all. You did a superb job. You did it cheerfully, and I'm very grateful to all your organizational skills and your service to the Vaishnavas. Thank you.
Last night, we had already got on the train, all our luggage there. I saw there were still devotees on the platform, and then the train took off. But I was so confident that the organizers would take care of it. I didn't lift a finger. I just sat there and said, whatever. They got it. Somehow they'll figure it out. Okay.
I was when we were in Jagannath Puri, and we were staying at the Gajapati, and they had the big deity of Ganesh Dev, and I was always thinking, oh, you know, this place feels very special, and it's in the Dham. It's Gajapati, it's the name of some demigod, but then I was really appreciating in the song about Lord Chaitanya, a name in there. I'm not sure of the exact translation, but it was Gajapati. So Gajapati is actually the name of Lord Chaitanya.
Yeah. So. Beautiful.
I live here in Mayapur, and last year I attended the Yatra in Puri, but this year I couldn't. What I realize now, after seeing His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu, is that even though we live in the Dham, we need devotees like Vaisheshika Prabhu to come and reveal to us how glorious it is to stay in this place. So thank you very much for coming back.
Hare Krishna. It's usually the case, isn't it, that if someone comes to your house, you may have artwork on the wall that's precious to you, but you haven't actually seen it for a year because it's there all the time. And we do vicariously appreciate things, sometimes even more, through the eyes of others. That's why Sadhu Sangha is so important, because as they used to say in a business I was in where we had a lot of meetings, if you're fired up, then the meeting needs you. If you're not, you need the meeting. So there's a way in which, coming together for Sadhu Sangha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, even after you've watered the creeper of devotion and it's grown through all the coverings of the universe and it's entwined itself around Krishna's lotus feet, you still need sadhusanga and you still have to go on hearing and chanting constantly. Because the material world is such an enervating place that anyone can be, who's still connected to the material world in any way, can always somehow or other be discouraged or pulled in a different direction. Thank you very much for your gracious welcome to the Dham. There was one more? Yes, Bhaktivatsal, our saving grace. It's good to have Bhaktivatsal here, who's been taking care of all the sick and wounded on our... And we have had sick and wounded.
And it's been my pleasure. A couple of years ago, a friend of ours, Akuranath Prabhu, became very sick. And in the early parts of his illness, I happened to go home to New York to see my family. And so I went to see his wife, Jagarini's 90-year-old, very cranky mother. And when I brought her some prasadam cookies, and she said to me, "What are you doing for Adam?" That's Akuranath's name. And I said, "Well, we're all praying for him." And she grabbed my arm real tight with a lot of strength for a 90-year-old woman, and she said, "I want you all to pray like you mean it." And when I walked away, I thought, she's never been to one of our kirtans. So I want to thank everybody for the real excitement that goes on here. And it's been a great 7 days, and I'm really looking forward to the remainder of the yatra. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol. Okay, was there anyone we missed? Oh, Premdam. Yes, please. We passed him right by.
So, Maharaj, in the beginning you mentioned
this is your namesake here too, Premdam. Very good. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So, in the beginning you mentioned how, whoever tolerates the rigors of traveling, he gets blessed by Lord Chaitanya. And I was thinking about it because when I was coming through that 3-hour drive from the airport here, and I was really feeling that, it's painful. How am I going to gather the strength to come next year? I was really thinking about that. But then when I reached here, the environment was so peaceful and I could feel the energy in the environment. And that just changed my mood completely. And I said, we have to come back again and again to get that feeling.
Yes, and we're reading also in Shastra that the trouble you take to get to the Dham and to get home, this is all part of your devotional practice. This coming to the Dham and the austerity of it is very pleasing to the Lord. And even when you're leaving, if something happen to you, that is also covered in the umbrella policy. In other words, Krishna considers you've been to the Dham, you're leaving the Dham, you're going back to your place. This is all part of one big excursion to the spiritual world. One of the devotees who was very eagerly awaiting to come here got in a car accident on his way to the airport, skidded on the icy roads of Idaho, and he's okay, but he was, bruised, beaten up, his car was smashed and everything like that. And we were talking to him in the beginning about how at least you tried. Narada Muni says, Tekvasa dharmam charanam bhujam harer. If you jump for the bar, you say, "There's Krishna, here I am, I'm going for it," and you jump and you miss, still, no problem. You still, Krishna goes, "I saw him jump, he jumped, he went for it. He missed the bar, no problem." You still get forward progress. Everything's counted because Krishna is so kind. Molecule of intention we have for serving Krishna, it becomes magnified unlimitedly by the Supreme Lord, as given as evidence by Uddhava when he says, "Who would worship anybody else?" After Putana came as dressed as a mother, and her with the intention to kill Krishna, Krishna only accepted that she was dressed as a mother and discounted the intention to kill him. And so he said, because he's so merciful, who would worship anyone else? What to speak of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. He is known as the most merciful, even to the lowest of the low and the most fallen. And therefore, we've come to the right place, in the right yuga, And this is the best of all yugas. Leave you with one verse. It says, Karabhajana Muni says, Kalim sabhajayantya arya gunagya sarabhagina yatra sankirtane naiva sarva swarto bilabhyate. That in this Kali Yuga, Kalim sabhajayantya arya, those who know the what's what, those who know the essence of life, what the perfection of life is, Kalim sabhajayantya arya gunagya sarabhagina yatra sankirtane naiva, they know that Kali Yuga is worshipable. It's the best of all the yugas. Because in this yuga, you get everything that you would have had to toil for difficult ways by Sankirtan, just by performing the Sankirtan Yajna. Sankirtan Yajna ki jai, Shri Mayapur Dham ki jai, Gaur Premanande. Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol, Nitai Gaura Haribol, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol. And now we have some cherished announcements from Shraddha Devi Dasi. She's going to come up here and tell us what we've won. What do we win?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So how is it at the Dham today?
Hare Bo.
So I'd like to first... Maharaj, can I come a little bit here? Can I come on this side? This okay. Yeah, this is good. Yeah. I'm not supposed to speak. I'd like to welcome His Grace Sauri Prabhu and His Grace Bhagavat Ashray Prabhu. We also have some new participants to the yatra who are joining this leg of the yatra. So I'm just going to call out your names, and if you can stand up so that the others can also know you. So we have Radha Venkat Prama, Radha Venkat Prabhu.
So this morning when I was landing in Calcutta airport, we had an Ethiopian pilot, and he wanted to say something, but he said something else. He said, it's going to be mystical, rather than saying it's going to be misty. And it is mystical here.
We have Yamuna Mataji and her lovely daughter, Jayashree. Yay! Urmi Mataji. Prem Dham Prabhu and Shyama Bhakti Mataji. And their son, Keshav. Keshav. Tarni Ganga Devi Dasi, Arna Prabhu and little Tiasha. Bhakti Lata Mataji. And did I miss anybody? Okay. Sorry. Leela Manjuri Mataji. Hari Bol. And Mrs. Davesh. And Shiromani Mataji as well. And as Nirakla Mataji was saying, she expressing her gratitude to those who were volunteering yesterday and made it possible for us to go to come from Puri all the way to the Mayapur Dham. I wanted to thank them from the bottom of my heart. I also wanted to let all the volunteers know that sometimes when you're volunteering, I have to shout. And there is no malice in my heart when I do that, and I don't carry it, and I don't carry any grudges. But this is a learning process, because after some years, you will be the one leading this yatra, so I'm just preparing you and giving you something. We also have Govindcharan Prabhu's sisters here. And her daughter. Can you tell us your names as well? Gokula Tarani Dasi from Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Dayate. Gokula Tarani and Parami Mataji. Hare Krishna. So a couple of logistical announcements here. For those who are in the Vaishnava Academy, here we are very careful about the power, wasting it, conserving the power. So you have hot water in your room, there are geysers, so just make sure that you switch them on only when you're trying to use it, and then after that just switch it off during the day. So just get into the routine habit over there. You might have noticed that the hallways resound a lot. And so, just a little reminder, the people, devotees, do take a nap in the afternoon. And so the hallway is not a place to play games and run and shout like that. And also, the noise kind of magnifies a lot in the night. So, again, devotees go to sleep in the morning because they get up early in the morning to go for Mangalartik, which brings me to characteristic agenda for the day here, with a little warning that things can change. So that's why I put this over here, but I will be announcing the agenda for every day in the evening. So just stay tuned to that. But a typical day in the dham starts with Mangal Aartik at 4:30 a.m. in the big temple. Then we have a japa session from 5:30 to 7, followed by a Narsingham Dev Aarti. Then there's greeting of the Panchatattva with Darshan Aarti. Then Radha Madhav Ashtasakhi Darshanarthik, then Prabhupada's Guru Puja, and then all that takes us to the Srimad Bhagavatam class at 8 o'clock to 8:45. And from there, we all walk and come to the Vaishnav Academy for breakfast. Now, tomorrow, and then after breakfast, we go to the Parikrama, and we will announce where we are going and what we have won for the next day, the evening before. But everybody, again, assembles here, usually at the fountain down below in the Vaishnava Academy. And from there, we all have kirtan, and we go wherever we need to go. Either we take the boat or we take the bus, like that. And typically, we come back at around 2 o'clock back here to Vaishnava Academy, and we have lunch prasadam here. And the class, Krishna Katha, starts at 4:30 to 6:20. Again, it can vary depending on how long we spend at the yatra, at the parikrama, how tired we are, and things like that. So that's typically. And then evenings, we have a snack. So it's not a... For those of us who have been spoiled by Jagannath Prasadam in the Puri, dinners over here is very, very light. So just think about that when you're having your lunch prasadam here. So for tomorrow, tomorrow is a very special day. We have Ekadashi. So it's Ekadashi there. Okay. And breakfast tomorrow, Mukharvinda, we need to have it at 8:30. 8:30. Because we are going to take the bus to go to what we have won. We are going to Yoga Pit, Shiva's Angan, Bhakti Sadan Saraswati Thakur Samadhi, and Gandharvika Giridhari Temple. So four places we'll be going. We'll be taking the bus, and there will be three buses, and they will be coming and standing in front of the 1C parking lot. So we will be performing Harinam Sankirtan, and we go all the way over there. We have very limited space in the bus. So those who are yatra participants will be given the first opportunity and the choice to board the bus. And how will we know whether you are a yatra participant? You need to have the name tag, right? So thank you. And so those who have joined us here, please contact Deepesh. Please stand up. Deepesh, he's going to give you the tag. Right, so please make sure that you have it on, you know, throughout the parikrama so that we know, or throughout the day if possible as well. And again, for the new participants, we have a little notebook where you jot down your thoughts during the day. Again, you can take that from Deepesh as well. Another announcement I wanted to make was that about the medicines. Again, we wanted to thank Bhakt Vatsal Prabhu for all that he did for us at Puri. And Puri is, as you would have noticed, it's very different from Mayapur. Like, this is very ISKCON friendly environment. Puri was a city and things like that. So he made so many trips and going to the right place, finding out the pharmacy and, you know. But here things are much, much more easy. So if you are sick, then, you know, just go and get your own medicines. It's very easy to go there. We have Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And then also we have the various pharmacy shops in the front gate. So it's a very easy short walk from here. And of course, like, you know, if you are very sick, you can always consult with Bhakt Vatsal Prabhu on that aspect. Then we also have booklets of songs, again, for the Yatra participants over here. And they are here. So please take your booklet with you. And please bring it with you to the parikrama, because we'll be singing songs from the booklet. And I'll show you how the booklet looks like. Viti, can you get that for me? So this is the Yatra booklet for this year. And what we have is a list of parikrama places. So we have mentioned that it's a suggested list of parikrama places. It doesn't mean that we'll be visiting all of these. We were just trying to make this booklet, a generic booklet, so that we don't have to change it every year. So it's a more generic, but we will pick up some of the spots definitely from here. And on each of the spots, we typically sing certain bhajans, so they are also listed over here. So remember to bring this book with you to the parikrama every day. Because again, we have limited copies. If you forget or miss it, put your name on it. And if you forget to bring them, we can't supply you another one, because we got them printed in USA, so, you know, bringing them here was not an easy task over there. We have, for boarding the bus, we will need what we call as the bus police, the people who will make sure that, you know, right people are boarding. And for that, we'll take help from Davesh Prabhu, Bhagwat Seva, and Bhakta Bao. If you can, three can help us tomorrow, that'll be great. We have lots of fruits that are left with us, apples and oranges, which I guess bus number two did not honor. Bus number one was very good at that. We had a fair share. So they are right outside my room. I am in room number 201, which is a floor below. So on your way back, please feel free to grab any number of fruits that you like to take with you. That's all that I had. Dinner will be served at 6 o'clock today. Maharaj, that's all. Half-day fasting, Ekadashi. Yes. Tomorrow is a special Ekadashi, so we will be fasting till 12 noon. But those of you, you know, who need to take breakfast, we will be giving breakfast. We will be providing breakfast. And that's all I had.
Vansha kalpadurubhishya kripasunabhivacha patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha nantakoti vaishnavinniki jai.
Natchari Armarman. Hey, Natchari Armarman. Natchari Armarman. Natchari Armarman.